How's your audio?
Good. How about yours?
Oh, it's sounding good. Let's get this thing started.
Okay.
Blow things like ace. Welcome, everybody, to another George Archery Podcast. Podcast number...
40.
40. Podcast number 40.
Well, how was your weekend?
Good, man. How about yours?
Oh, it was, well, we was social distancing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because no shoots.
No shoots.
Nope.
It's the springtime.
Yeah, it is 3D season. It's the end of...
Indoor season?
Indoor season, and, well... We're definitely indoors or in your yard, 6 foot apart.
Yeah.
Welcome to the coronavirus podcast. All things coronavirus. Not really. This is George Archery Podcast, and we want to talk about all the shoots that happened last weekend.
Or did not.
Or did not. So let's talk about what did not happen last weekend. So last weekend would have been indoor nationals, and they had postponed it. And so there would have been some local shoots going on, and they postponed them too.
Mm-hmm.
And now indoor nationals has finally just canceled all... they're not going to have it.
None.
Gone. But they have postponed
the Dakota Classic.
Dakota Classic. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, darn. Nothing.
What do we got to talk about? Have you been? Hey, look.
Did you cook anything?
I did. Well, you know, my cousin sort of borrowed my grill.
I think he borrowed his grill.
Well, he borrowed his grill back.
From what I understand, he borrowed his grill.
Yeah, he borrowed his grill, so I had to find something to grill on. So, but I grilled some chicken.
I did see that picture.
And some jalapeno cheddar sausage.
That sounded good up until the point of cheddar.
I know you're not a cheese man.
At all.
Yeah, but it was good.
I'm going to have to take your word for it.
It was good. My oldest daughter, which got laid off of work because of coronas.
There is that word again.
And so she is out of work for the next couple of weeks. And so she came to the house. And so we cooked. Also made some boiled peanuts.
They were good.
Yeah.
I got to sample those today. Yep.
So we had some boiled peanuts and... We sat around the house and did some honeydews, you know, fix this and fix that and don't go anywhere and do anything or that type of thing. And, you know, how about you? You,
I was down south. I actually did a little grilling myself.
Uh-huh.
I had a dinner Saturday evening, and then we grilled out some ribs on Sunday evening.
Yeah, I seen some pictures.
Yeah, and then brought the... both Rugrats back this weekend and just been hanging out all week. Dude, there's really not much going on. I mean, we've been busy here at work at the shop.
Well, I mean, yes.
And there's a lot of shops closed.
Shops are open. I mean, our shop's open.
Yeah. Anyway. David Alligood told me today that I believe it was today, he said, or at least in the last couple of days, he said he's been told of 4 shops that are locking up the doors for a couple of weeks until this thing hopefully flattens the curve.
And some of that has to do with what the government tells you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So our government at our local city has said, as long as we maintain a 6-foot distance between each person, everything can operate.
6 foot.
Yep, 6 foot. We're not, you know. We're trying to, you better roll your own over there. Get on right away. But yes.
A little too close.
So, yeah, we're supposed to operate at 6 foot. We wash and clean everything and do all of that daily. So, we're still here. The restaurants are takeout only, and the gymnasiums or workout places are closed.
I saw that.
So
at least here in town.
I'm talking about
Lego Coney is too.
Yeah, but
my gym's closed.
But I'm talking about what our city has done in their thing. And it goes through April 6th. So I know this is a forte of whatever, but that means no congregating and no parks are open. So you know what that means?
What's that?
Our April 4th shoot is canceled.
Great.
So, needless to say, this virus has uprooted a whole lot of stuff, and it has uprooted a whole lot of people everywhere. So,
yeah, I mean, it's definitely worse than I initially thought and believed, and I'll be the first to admit that.
Yeah.
Still, by numbers, it could be a whole lot worse,
well,
for sure.
Well, let's hope it never gets there.
Well, I agree with that.
But
I mean, and I'm glad of the actions that's been taking place to try
well, it's
and
trying to keep,
flatten the curve.
Yeah, I mean.
But on the flip side of it, it does.
It upsets the
suck.
It upsets the apple cart. But have you seen people posting pictures of different challenges?
I have. I've seen T-Bone's 300 and
some odd yard
toilet paper roll shot yesterday.
And we've seen the Bo Junkies did their call out to the pros to do their 5-spot inside out challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anybody's listening to this, we had a challenge for you.
A Georgia Archery Challenge.
Yep, Georgia Archery Challenge.
Georgia Archery Challenge.
So, by the time this video is out, there'll be a file to be...
Video?
This podcast.
I was going to say, I didn't know we was doing videos.
This audio will be posted. There will be a link or a posted for a target that you can download and print yourself.
So what kind of target?
It looks like a virus.
Say what?
It's a target in the center with the whole little doohickeys around the edge, so it looks like the coronavirus target.
So we can crush this virus.
We're going to put some holes in the virus. So,
I like it.
And what we're going to do is we want you to either post a video, some pictures of you shooting this target.
I like the idea of posting videos.
Yep, posting the videos.
Get your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister.
To stand 6 foot away, film you shooting this target.
Make sure you're 6 foot away. Social distance. Yeah, that word is important.
So,
distancing.
Take this target, shoot it, # Georgia Archery on it, and call out other people to download this target and do it.
Hashtag it, tag us, share it,
Instagrams. And then call out somebody else to do the same thing.
Oh, okay.
So
we're going to try to make this thing go viral.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Who you calling out?
You.
Okay, so we're going to both shoot this target.
Okay.
All right, so who else we calling out?
How many people do we call out?
I mean, most folks calling out 3 or 4.
All right, so we'll do 3.
Okay.
All right, I'll call you, Steve, and Nate.
All right, so you just called the shot.
John Chandler, Steve Pittman, and Nathan Surface. You three have been challenged to shoot the Georgia Archery Coronavirus Challenge.
I got you.
Target face.
And film it.
And film it.
All right.
Got to film it. So somebody's going to film
so
Steve.
So you popped it.
I popped it.
So now when my film comes out.
You got to tag or call out 3 people.
Well, here's the deal. You ain't done it yet, so I'm going to call you out.
Lovely.
Robbie Surface.
Blake. Who's that?
Reagan.
I know Blake Reagan.
And how about Old Bear?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Old Bear
from up north.
Old Bear can pull that target out and shoot at it somewhere.
All right, you want to tag him?
I'll tag him when we post it and make sure I tag him on it. So now y'all know what we're going to have to go.
All right, so let's just make sure we cover it again because we got nothing else to talk about. So let's make run this one right
there
on.
There is one.
One.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. So it is the Georgia Archery Coronavirus Challenge. And where can they get the target or where can they print the target?
I will have a link on the webpage. And on Facebook, because it'll come up on Facebook.
Okay, so Facebook or the GeorgiaArchery.com website.
Yep.
You'll be able to download the Georgia Archery Coronavirus Challenge.
Yep, target.
And that is a target face.
Mm-hmm.
And what distance are we shooting it from?
It doesn't matter. Because some people are truly in their house.
And having to practice social distancing.
And having to stay in the house. And other people can get in their backyard. My backyard won't work.
Yours won't work?
No.
Nope.
And then some people have access to a range.
Right.
So they can shoot inside a range.
Now, how big is this target?
It'll print on a 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. So
you just tape it, staple it.
Yep. Do whatever.
So I've called out the shop. You've called out me, Old Bear.
And Blake Reagan. That's right.
And there's still a whole bunch left out there to be called out. Kenny's idea. Okay,
There's a whole bunch of coronavirus challenge. Don't roll your list out too fast because you're going to have, we want to see this thing grow. We want to see everybody do it.
So you know what it's going to take in order for that to happen?
What's that?
People's got to download the target.
That's right.
Shoot it.
And film themselves shooting it.
Share it.
That's right.
Now, I know someone's going to have to film Steve.
Yeah.
He's not really that tech savvy.
Well, yeah. You have a phone. You can do that.
Yeah, I can handle that.
And then we can film each other.
Yeah, we can handle that.
We can call it up. We get it done.
All right. So
that's the challenge for the Georgia Archers.
Someone have to wait to be called out, or can they podcast?
They can hear this podcast and want to call out some folks and get started.
Oh, sookie. Let's make this thing go viral.
Yeah, so everybody can get out there, and if they want to start and call out folks, go ahead. If you hadn't been called out and you still want to shoot a target, download, shoot a target, call out somebody.
Let's crush this corona.
Yeah, let's shoot the hole in the corona. So we're going to have a corona target. And we want you to video it, shoot it, post it, share it, tag it, and we'll have a good time with it. Well, we killed 11 minutes of nothing.
Well, we had something.
I mean, we did have something, but we had nothing to talk about but the challenge. Because essentially, there was nothing going on this weekend. Everything got canceled.
Everything.
Yeah. Even the one we talked up big time because... We done had folks come back. You know, we was going to go down there and, you know, work up that big pot and see who could win the money. And, well, they canceled that.
Well, they got it. I mean, just because they can't do it this weekend, they need to
I think that idea will flow sometime soon. I think that'll work. I'm thinking that when this is over and we get the all clear, they're going to be some chomping at the bits to get out.
Yes, sir.
So I think it'd be a perfect time to get some stuff going. And once everything gets back in line and everything gets to rolling again, we'll be back at it and doing our thing and calling everybody out. But who's shooting this weekend?
Oh, Sweetwater is having to shoot Saturday on March the 28th.
All right, so read this, because I copied this.
The targets will be set for the CDC social distancing, but it is up to you to keep it on the range. So, like, once you get on the range and the targets are further than 6 foot apart, don't be hanging out on, you know.
Yeah, so if you got four people in your group, stay 6 foot apart. You can stand back and holler out 10, 8, 5, 4, whatever people shot.
Let's be safe and smart.
Be smart about this because
Sweetwater says we look forward to seeing everyone. Yep. Come out and join us in taking out some pent-up frustrations on some foam.
Yep.
Let's do it.
So that is straight from Sweetwater. That's up in Douglasville. They're across from the Douglasville County Linefield. So that is a shoot that's going on this Saturday.
During the corona.
Yeah.
All right.
They have decided they're going to do it. This week.
6 foot apart.
We would be talking about the upcoming ASA.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
But it's not. It's moved all the way to August.
It's now the classic.
August. Mm-mm. No, they're going to be back there, and it's the classic. Who was sponsoring the classic is sponsoring that event,
right?
And then
this will be the last shoot.
It'll be the last shoot
if Texas doesn't get canceled.
Yeah, well,
and I don't know how that'll work.
Haven't been out
or postponed,
whatever. So big news in archery, but not just archery, but in sports in general. The Olympics have been postponed for 1 year.
I saw that. I thought you was going to say Tom Brady got signed by the.
Well, that's, you know, I don't know. I think if this thing keeps stupid coroning our way, we may just have to start at the playoffs.
Dude, I seen a meme the other day on Facebook, and I thought it was hilarious, and somewhat agree with it. All right, I've tried my 90-day trial version of 2020. Can I just trade it in? Or
you want to?
Can I get a refund?
Yeah, for
real. Can we do this again?
Something. You know, 90 days, same as cash. I want my refund.
But I keep my cash. I don't want to have to refund on my paycheck.
So I don't know, man. It's just been ridiculously crazy. But it's the first time ever that they've actually postponed an Olympics for a year.
Wow.
Ever.
Ever.
So, I mean, this is unprecedented. Never happened.
This is history in the making.
This is definitely – this is something that is totally – it's a lot bigger than we thought it was going to be.
Absolutely. Like I said, first to admit.
It is not – I mean, it's scary.
It is.
The numbers keep creeping up. People keep getting laid off. The toilet paper is hard to find.
I don't understand that one for the life of me.
But we're going to still keep happy thoughts, post happy pictures, and have a good time. So, Sweetwater shooting.
That's about it.
Georgia Archery Corona Art Challenge.
Waiting on a bow to come in so I can put some brand new gas strings on it.
Oh, speaking of coming in, Christmas showed up for me today. So
yeah, you got
I got my new sight
and scope and lens. Yeah, sure, I saw it.
I got that all set up. Now I just need something to shoot at or some phone to shoot at.
Yeah. Well, I got my new gas strings.
Did you?
Waiting on Black on the bow. Nine to get
just
here.
Just waiting on the bow.
I keep checking UPS and FedEx like three times a day. You know, it's like little boy at Christmas trying to peep outside the door or
trying to see Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I understand that.
I was walking down to go see Matt this morning and UPS was backed up. And I'm like, hey, let me go check it. And I went down there and went there. I'm like, let me go see Matt.
So, wasn't what you're looking for, but it's just good. It's coming. So,
one day, you know, several manufacturers are shut down.
That's the other thing I was going to say is that governors are shutting manufacturers down. Because they have more than 10 people that work there and they can't get 6 foot apart.
I know Raven called this morning.
Uh-huh. So
they are shutting the factory down. It won't be able to ship until late April.
Yep.
Excuse me. Elite, TLG, CBE, they're shut down. I think they're shipping maybe, or at least
something.
I think they were shipping, but manufacturing
is
down. Reps are working from home.
Yep.
Matthew said today that they're going to work until they're told to call it quits.
Yep.
I don't know about Bowtech.
I don't. Well, they must be shipping because they're.
I don't know about Hoyt.
I don't know either. Hoyt did have a delay because they had an earthquake.
Yeah. Talk about crazy times. Coronas, earthquakes.
Yep. So, you know you can find all of this information and more on where?
The internet.
Yeah, where at on the internet?
GeorgeArcher.com.
That's right. And you can find us all. Make sure you like us on all our social medias.
Social medias? Like ChapSnaps.
Yeah, and Facebooks.
Instagrams.
And Twitter.
Twitters.
It's all on there in the website. You can contact us and send us a message if you know of something that's being canceled or something that is going to happen. You can message us, email us at
www.georgiaarchery.com.
Wow. You can also email us at georgiaarchery@gmail.com.
Well, did I miss that one?
Yeah, a little bit. It's okay.
All right, Dan.
But
might have did that on purpose.
Might have. Well, we got
Corona's
got you all messed up. But I don't.
I coughed earlier.
Yeah, I know. And I was like hiding.
Dude, you see the video?
I did. I
had a slight fever. Gotta go.
See ya. So I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know what's gonna come of this. But right now, everything's at a wait and see moment.
Yeah, I ain't heard anything from S30A. I haven't.
No. Everything was on halt until April something. I can't remember what it was. So after that, we will have a new update.
So we're still a few weeks away.
Just floating away. Yeah. Just things just trucking along. And I'm through April 6th, from what I understand.
So that's the magic date.
Was at one point. Someone said Easter.
Heard that.
That'd be the 12th.
Heard that.
So that's one more week after. So I don't know. What else you got going, man? What else is good, man? Tell me something good in the hood. I seen, man, I like just your hat, wait. Man. Where'd you get that hat?
Oh, this is a S30A hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a Georgia. I picked it up down at the State Indoor. It's pretty sharp.
That's a pretty kicking little hat right
matches
there.
My blue shirts.
Yeah, blue shirts. Yeah.
I ain't much, man. I don't know. I'm lost.
I know.
I hate all this. I mean, I hate it for the business owners, for the employees. I mean, it just sucks.
For people in general.
Yeah.
I mean we can't get out and shoot our bows, not together and congregate. Because, you know, archery is not just about competing and winning.
No.
It's the social side of archery.
Now we're
you know, we have no social. So, but anywho.
So you going to Sweetwater this weekend?
I'll be working.
So they only shoot just Saturday, that's right.
Yeah. So.
You going to cook?
I don't know. I don't know what I got. I haven't even picked out nothing to cook yet. So, but I did get an email from the DNR. So all of their facilities are still, like the wildlife, whatever places, are all open. They're outdoor places. Any events that were having to do with 10 or more are canceled. But their shooting facility is open.
Is it?
I got an email today.
Hey, yeah, I did too. I remember. Yes, I did.
So says their facilities are open, but practice your social distancing. Do what the governor said. Stay 6 foot apart if you have to be together. And wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Drink water.
Don't touch your face.
Don't touch your face.
Mouth. And, you know, if you have to sneeze, sneeze into your elbow.
Yep.
Cough into your elbow. So.
Dude, I guess that's about it.
Dude, I hate to say it, but this is a short one.
Well, it's not really short. I mean, we're close to our average time, but it was really about nothing.
Nothing. We rambled.
The Georgia Archery Coronavirus Challenge. Like it, share it, post it, video it, tag it.
More than likely, we'll have some guest speakers in the next day or so because what else can we talk about? So we might as well bring some folks in.
Yeah. I mean, we've been wanting to do that anyway.
And this is a good time to test it because it ain't like we got 700 more things to talk about. So.
I agree.
Well, until next time, I'm Robbie.
You got me, and I'm Big John.
We'll see you.